The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So as Father Derek mentioned, my name is Father Michael Waganka. I'm a Jesuit. I work as a vocation promoter. So I'm part of a team of Jesuits who promote vocations. And this is my first time ever in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and so very grateful to be with you for what is today commonly called World Vocations Day. So this is the one of the high points of my year as a vocations promoter, and I get to read a gospel about the Good Shepherd and talk to you about vocations. But what I really want to talk to you about is something that I often say in spiritual direction, that I come to many places, K-State, KU, Wichita State, Fort Hayes. I was just in Benedictine, just at Rockhurst U last night, all over Kansas. And I do retreats. I do spiritual direction. I help people talk about their prayer and find guidance in their prayer. And one of my favorite things to do as a spiritual director is ask people a question that they never want to hear. And that is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? It's actually a fantastic question to pray with. And if you have the courage to ask that question, Lord, what am I afraid of? The Lord can do tremendous things in your heart. And your prayer maybe has been dry. This will liven things up considerably. Lord, what am I afraid of? And I would suggest that the gospel today shows us something to be afraid of. In this passage on the Good Shepherd, you know, nice, gentle, fluffy sheep, a pastor who's a good shepherd, who knows his sheep, who loves his sheep. In the midst of this beautiful scene, there is something to be afraid of. There's a wolf. And this wolf, if you will give me the liberty of describing him, is a deranged, lone wolf who's at the end of his life, who recognizes that life is slowly draining out of him, who is desperate for one more meal because he hasn't eaten in a very long time. And so he eyes this beautiful scene of the Good Shepherd and his sheep in this beautiful green pasture, and he says, I have to have one of those sheep. And his entire life has been building in towards this moment, and he recognizes that he's not going to live much longer. And this is true of Satan, that Satan's power over this world is limited. It will come to an end. He's already lost, and he knows that he's lost. But he sees that as his life is draining out of him, as time passes, and he realizes he has less and less time, the life of those creatures who will go on, who will live forever because they have immortal souls, they become more and more tempting, more and more appealing to him. And so Satan sees these little, delicate, fluffy, beautiful sheep, and he sees, here's an opportunity for me to have a little bit of life. Even if it's not going to live forever, at least I'll have a little bit of life today. And he sets his eyes on these sheep, and he goes after them. And in the midst of this, we of course have a good shepherd who sees Satan, who sees the wolf, who sees that this wolf is going to take a human life, who sees that as the God-man, he has one human life to lay down. And so he goes away from this beautiful scene of the good sheep, and he goes toward something that the good shepherd should be afraid of the wolf. The wolf is going to take a human life. But the good shepherd, in his generosity, in his union with his heavenly Father, in his love for the sheep, he says, I'll let that life that this evil, bad, hungry wolf, I'll let that life that he's going to take, I'll let it be my own. And he goes toward him, and he lays down his one human life for this bad wolf so that the life of the sheep doesn't end. And in fact, in doing this, he overcomes the wolf. Yes, he dies. His one human life is sacrificed. The wolf gets his meal. But Jesus, in his wisdom, shows us that the wolf doesn't get the meal, the life that he wanted. He gets a life that comes to him, that is offered to him, that is sacrificed, so that he can't have the life that he wanted. He can't take the life of this sheep, of this beloved one of God. And this is, I think, ultimately the model of the Christian life, is that each of us are to recognize that I have one human life, and I have someone who's going to take a human life. And I can either run away and flee and fear, but ultimately recognize that in the end, my life will run out and my life will be taken from me. Or I can choose, in the midst of my fear, which is very real, which is very accurate, in fact, the wolf is going to kill me. But I have an opportunity to go towards what I'm afraid of. I have an opportunity to go towards the wolf and to take with me the words of Jesus Christ, to have Jesus Christ, his body in my body, his blood on my lips, as I approach this wolf that is going to take a human life. And he will take the human life that is Jesus Christ. Now, this might sound like a great story. This might sound very abstract. And so let me make it very tangible for you and for me by speaking about a hero. And I think perhaps we need heroes today more than ever. My hero, he's someone that you might have seen if you've ever seen the ESPN documentary, The Man with the Red Bandana. But his name is Wells Remy Crowder. He's from New York. He's grew up outside of New York City. He was a lacrosse player. I think his father was a firefighter, and his whole life he grew up playing lacrosse, playing hockey, ice hockey, and wanting to be a firefighter. But he got involved in the lacrosse world, and he wasn't the strongest or the biggest, but he had a heart like nobody else. He had this huge heart that everyone on the team loved him, and he played lacrosse. He eventually got a scholarship and played lacrosse at Boston College. And did well. He was the kind of the hero of the team, but not the best player. And that's kind of how he was. He was never big enough. He was never strong enough. But he had more heart than anyone else. But his whole life, he wanted to be a firefighter. And when he got to the end of his college lacrosse career, where he was known and loved, he recognized, well, perhaps I should follow my peers and go into a career in the finance world. And so he actually set aside his dream of becoming a firefighter and instead went to work for Sandler and O'Neill, a big financial firm in New York City. And he was working at this firm in a gray cubicle at a desk in an office tower, not living the life that he wanted, recognizing that he was caught up in the rat race, trying to make a buck, trying to keep up with his peers, not really being the man that he knew he wanted to be. And he was in this job right up until September 11th of 2001, when his firm, which was on, I think, the 88th floor of the South Tower, changed forever. And a plane struck, a fire started, and he found himself on a smoke-filled floor with a group of people who were huddling down, confused, unsure what's going on. And so he took out a red bandana that he carried with him always and that he'd had under his helmet when he was a lacrosse player. He had this red bandana with him, and he put it over his face, and he said, any of you who can hear me and can walk, follow me. And any of you who can take someone else, carry them and follow me. And he went down, saved these people, brought them to safety on this day. As he was going down and brought them to safety, he encountered a group of firefighters who were climbing the steps of the South Tower in order to rescue the people on these smoke-filled floors in the upper levels. And they said, hey, can you come with us? And he said, yes. And so he let the people he had led to safety go out of the tower, and he went back up with the firefighters. Of course, when the towers collapsed, he was found in the midst of these firefighters wearing a red bandana. And he was recognized by all those that he had led to safety as a hero. And when I hear this story, it's a story that's like many others. There's many heroes. You can think of all kinds of heroes. Well, as Remy Crowther, on this last day of his life, lived his vocation. He lived what he was made to do. He was made to be a firefighter. He knew it his entire life. And in God's mysterious providence, he was there and was able to offer his life and to live his vocation for the good of others, overcoming what is a very real fear, a fear that took his life, so that others might live. And this is something that speaks to each of us. You can watch any good movie, and it will have a hero like Wells in it. That each of us in our life wants to be someone who lays down his life, someone who lives for others, who dies so that others can live. And this is what Jesus invites us to today, to consider, what am I afraid of? What is threatening to take my life? And what is the generous response I can make that will give life to others, that will make Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, present more fully today in my family, in my school, in my workplace, so that others can know the Father, so that others can experience the love the Father has for us. When we take up our cross, when we follow the Lord, when we overcome our fear, even if it takes our life, by uniting ourselves to Christ, by receiving his body and blood, and living the vocation that he calls us to.